At a ceremony held at the Linwood Alive Pavilion on Monday, August the 12th, Kara Rose, the executive director of the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau, made the official announcement that the International Mountain Biking Association, or IMBA, has designated the Snowshoe Highlands Ride Center as West Virginia's first IMBA Ride Center. Listen as Kara makes this announcement.
On behalf of the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau, as well as all of our partners, I really do appreciate that you've taken some time out of your day to be here for the special announcement event. As you may have already guessed, we've been working on a project for a couple of years now, and I'm happy to say today that Pocahontas County is being designated as an International Mountain Bicycling Association Ride Center. We're a premier mountain biking destination already. Puts us with the world's best.
A number of other representatives from organizations that made up the team that had worked so hard for years to make this IMBA Ride Center designation happen spoke at the event. They included the following: Eric Limbert, the president of Pocahontas Trails, which is the local IMBA chapter in Pocahontas County, spoke and said his club has been working towards this Ride Center designation for about 5 years. Limbert said that when the IMBA assessors came to evaluate the suitability of the area to achieve Ride Center designation, they commented that this was the best application they had seen. He also said that when those assessors went to ride the trails, they asked that they be shown some wilderness riding experience. But while on the ride, they commented that, quote, this whole place is a wilderness experience. Ken Gator, Vice President of Mountain Operations for Snowshoe Mountain Resort, talked about how this designation project brought about the, quote, willingness of people involved to jump in, unquote. And he was impressed with their passion to see it through. Several people from the Mon National Forest spoke. Marlinton White Sulphur District Ranger Cindy Sandoval talked about the team effort it took and how she enjoys being in an area where, quote, people care about outdoor recreation, unquote. Greenbrier District Ranger Jack Tribble talked about how this IMBA designation is a springboard to the next set of tourism, travel, and economic growth for Pocahontas County. And Robin Bruin, who is also a mountain biker, talked about some of the criteria IMBA considers before granting a Ride Center designation. Among those were the total number of single-track trails, the variety of those trails, including having a bike park and gravity park, the local services geared toward mountain bikers, and the team effort of the stakeholders seeking the designation. Kara Rose added that the West Virginia Extension Service was also very helpful to the project, especially in the area of mapping. She said that the Ride Center designation was at the bronze level, but they almost reached the silver level. She said that Tucker and Randolph counties are now trying to become Ride Centers also. And when they do, they will seek to become one large regional ride center, of which there were very few. She said that there are only 40 ride centers in the entire world and only 5 in the Mid-Atlantic area. And now, the Snowshoe Highlands Ride Center is one of those because, quote, this area has the best mountain biking products in the Mid-Atlantic, unquote. Pocahontas Commissioner Walt Helmick and Marlinton Mayor Sam Felton also attended the announcement ceremony, and according to Kara Rose, they have also been very supportive of this project. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.